It's an unfortunate fact that domestic violence increases during the holiday season. In fact, over Thanksgiving, domestic violence increases 17%. During Christmas, it increases to 22%. And over New Year's, domestic violence increases by 32%. According to Kayla O'Brien of the Violence Prevention Center, the local uptick in violence is delayed into the new year.
And usually during the holidays here in Cook County, it's actually pretty quiet. But once it starts hitting end of January, February, when we start getting those credit card bills from Christmas and things like that, then we see a pretty big jump. It's the financial stress, it's the emotional stress. People do take a nosedive after because they're hanging on through the holidays to get through it, and then everything comes rushing back right after them. It's kind of like going on vacation and having your problems follow.
But there are a few simple actions people can take to relieve stress and help get through Christmas and New Year's.
So the first one is plan a budget. That's the easiest thing you can do. I mean, between gifts and travel and food and entertainment, it's really easy to overspend. So it takes about 4 months for the average credit card user to pay off holiday-related bills. So I took heed of that myself. I took out X amount of dollars from this recent paycheck, and I said, okay, that's all I can do, guys. I can't put a price on love, but I'm gonna.
O'Brien said it's also a good idea to focus on one thing at a time. Don't pack a trip to the mall with dozens of things to do. If something doesn't go right, the stress level rises. She also advises families could simplify by picking a couple of important activities to do and save the rest until next Christmas, like buy a tree this year and plan to cut one yourself next year. Also, it's important to keep from being made to feel guilty if asked to take on responsibilities when your plate is already full.
Say no.
And finally, Christmas often brings the family together with sometimes mixed results.
Let's see, and the last one is hold your tongue. The holidays are a time of family togetherness and all of the family drama that goes with it. So when family members cream together under one roof, it's not uncommon for tempers to flare, especially with added holiday stress.
Jay Anderson, WTIP News.